Hey guys, Frisk here. Welcome back to the Creator's Toolkit. And I'm a little bit embarrassed to say this, but this weekend, for the first time ever, I watched La La Land with my wife. And it was a really good movie. I really enjoyed the film, but there was one particular part that really stood out to me. And it was the part of the film with the song Someone in the Crowd. And that entire song is about doing what you love, just continuing to work hard. And you never know that there's someone in the crowd, no matter where you are, that could be exactly the person you need to know to take you to the next level, to lift you off, to get you to where you want to be. And so, you know, those words, like that song really resonated with me because I felt like it didn't just apply to musicians or artists. I felt like it really applied to being a creator, you know, in 2017 and beyond. That ultimately, you know, we're making podcasts, we're making videos, you know, every single day, you know, and beyond. And we're hoping that, you know, we're going to be growing and we're going to be reaching more individuals and getting more subscribers. And we get so desensitized to the idea of how many views and listens we're getting. You know, as of right now, I have a video with 160,000 views and I've been watching it over the last couple months. And I've been thinking to myself saying, oh, yes, another 10,000 views, another 10,000 views. But what I haven't been thinking about is a person on the other side of that view. That those are actual 160,000 people who took the time to listen to what I put together and put out, you know, into a video platform. And that's incredible when you think about it. But ultimately, one of those people could be the exact person I need to know to get me to the next level. Who knows? It could be someone that listens to it, likes the way my voice sounds or how I put together videos and shows somebody else that then gets me a new subscriber or that is someone of influence that wants to collaborate with me. Ultimately, you're never going to know. And so the true message of all this is you got to approach each piece of content, you know, with the utmost attention to detail and quality, because you never know who's going to be in the crowd to watch your video and how that's going to impact you. They might have the ability to put you on a career trajectory for your content, for your brand that, you know, you could never imagine. And, you know, that to me, that I really enjoyed that part of the song. It really is quite relatable and it spoke to me deep down. And that's why I wanted to talk to you guys about that today. Now, in addition to that, I want to tell a couple stories about moments where, you know, I've been able to be a part of that for, you know, certain creators that I've worked with, but also my unique story and how that happened to me. Before we jump into it, though, I want you guys to listen to the song, listen to the words of the song. So if you're listening on Anchor, you can hear that coming up here now. If you're on the Apple Podcasts, unfortunately, you won't be able to hear it, but I go to Spotify, go to YouTube, check it out, and then come back and we'll jump into some of those stories and tips from what I've learned specifically. So about 10 years ago, I was on forum sites, you know, as a moderator, and then also writing articles and writing blogs, and then also taking some photographs and doing some design work, just doing as many things as I could to learn how to create, how to be a better creator. And, you know, I started to then dabble into, you know, video. I started, you know, making my own little videos with Ben Haggerty, you know, who's doing a lot of that still in, you know, his day job here out in L.A. He has the Black with No Cream podcast, Black with No Cream brand. If you haven't heard about it, you should check it out. But basically, you know, him and I were making a lot of videos way back then. And, you know, YouTube really wasn't on the scene yet. And so we were posting that stuff to Facebook. And it's funny to go back and think about it now. That, you know, we were making videos and, you know, back then it was all about MySpace and Facebook came onto the scene and we were uploading videos to Facebook. And then with YouTube, it was really just a location to store some of our videos to share, kind of like what Vimeo is right now. It's not necessarily, wasn't back then a monetization platform, a way to grow and share and build a brand. It was just a repository to hold videos. And, you know, I started to do that a lot and kept doing it. And then that led me to kind of mix two worlds together, you know, my love for gaming and my love for creating, you know, film, you know, editing, together. And I started to make video game, basically, yeah, video game videos and put them on YouTube. And they started to get a lot of traction. I mean, I was actually looking back the other day, and I have one specific video that has like 70,000 views. And this is like a 10-year-old video. And, you know, when I was doing this, you know, I was thinking to myself, I'm just kind of doing this for fun. I didn't necessarily know what I was working for. It was just something I do in my spare time. So I kept doing it religiously. You know, I didn't care about the views. I didn't care about how many subs I was getting. I was doing it because I loved it. And I was doing it because I wanted to learn and get better. But ultimately, there was someone in the crowd that saw. And that someone told another someone. And ultimately, that led to my path here at EA. So Justin Duell, who at the time was community manager here at Electronic Arts, reached out to me based off of some of the stuff I've been creating. And that was how I got introduced to EA. And it was all from being a creator. It was all from just doing what I loved at the quality I believed in every single day, as much as I could, that, you know, building a personal brand, building credibility. And so, you know, Justin, for me, was that someone in the crowd that I needed to know to get to where I was at. And so the main message for you guys is there is someone out there for you. You just got to keep doing what you do. Keep finding a way for this person to find you. You know, I was listening to a drama podcast the other day on Short Story Long, and there's one particular part where he's speaking about what it's like to build an audience, what it feels like from an analogy perspective, and he used the trampoline example. And I thought it was really fitting about exactly what it's like and what it might feel like and the amount of exertion that goes into it. And so I want to talk about that example, and then we'll get into the final segment of this podcast. Growing a social audience in 2017 is like jumping on a trampoline. You know, you're in your backyard and you're just jumping up and down and up and down over and over, and it gets tiring and you want to stop, but you just got to keep doing it. But then someone's going to be walking in front of the house on the sidewalk and is going to see your head coming up and down from behind, you know, jumping on the trampoline. And they're going to walk into the backyard and jump with you. And then you've got two people on the trampoline and you're jumping and you're jumping. And then another person walks by and sees the two of you jumping and then joins. And then three and then four and onward until you have tens and twenties. And maybe while the 10 of you or 20 of you are jumping on the trampoline, a school bus comes by with 50 people on it and they see you all jumping and they stop and they get out and join the trampoline. That's what it's like to build an audience. That's what it's like to build a social audience. You got to keep doing the same thing over and over and over with, you know, obviously some optimization, but you just got to keep doing it as you're growing and as you're building a following. If you continue to do it, you will grow. And it's going to be tiring. It's going to feel exhausting. It's going to feel like, you know, what Einstein says, you know, madness, you know, the definition of madness is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. But that's not the case. You are actually expecting a similar result, just a little bit more broad or vast. You want another person to follow you, and you want another and another and another. And so that's why quantity is a preferred metric initially when you're starting out, you know, creating, because you just need to do it. You need to get better. You need to learn. You got to create day in and day out so that people can join you on the trampoline. Then ultimately, then you want to have quality jumps once you get enough people on the trampoline with you, and they'll be able to help you jump higher than you were jumping before, which then more people will notice you for. And so I thought that analogy was, you know, very fitting about how you grow on social. And I hope it really inspires you guys to create. So the last thing, Peter McKinnon, I talked about this earlier, but, you know, about December last year, you know, I was just kind of browsing on YouTube and I came across, you know, this creator, Peter McKinnon. And I think at the time he had maybe 50-ish, 50,000, 100,000 subscribers. He was relatively small. But what he was making was incredible. And he was starting to get a viral hit that was kind of going around the internet. And so I quickly jumped on board, and then I just continued to watch him. And the really interesting thing that happened, that I was going to comment on was that he grew faster than many, many other people I know. I mean, from a matter of December to June, he was at 1 million subscribers. And I thought he, focused on quality and quantity. He was able to deliver the right quantity at the quality in which he wanted that would reach the audience he was trying to get at. And ultimately, that is the right formula to reach the someone in the crowd. And so in this instance, I was a someone in the crowd here because I saw his stuff and watched him grow. And ultimately, was excited to reach out to him and extend, an opportunity to him to come work with us, at Madden at launch. And he came and we chatted and talked about coffee. But of course, he got to work and created and made something awesome. But all of that work that he put in, me catching on and listening to him early is what led to ultimately him being a part of working with us here at EA. So here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to look yourself in the mirror and think to yourself, what is the right amount of quantity I can deliver at the right quality on the channels that I'm creating against? If it's Instagram and YouTube, how frequently are you going to post and how are you going to make those quality? Because ultimately, when you finally do reach that one person in the crowd that you need to know, that's going to help you lift off and get to the next level, you hope it's with something that's really good. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate it. Call in, please, if you have anything to ask me or comment about these specific podcasts. Let me know in the comments. It really helps. Ratings help as well too. That helps, the message of this get to more and more creators. I want to be as helpful as I can. So, in the next one, we'll see ya. Peace.